right, so we got ourselves some microphones, some mixers, and we thought we'd just try and be funny on the iTunes, do some podcasting. And this is Joe.
I'm hey, Tyler. What's up?
And I'm Samrad. We are together. We are FPSA. And no one actually knows what that means. Have you noticed that? Seriously, no one knows. Depending on who asks, I give them different answers.
Yeah. No one really needs to know.
No one really needs to know. Stupid. As long as we know, thing. It's important. I think if I did go legit with FPSA, I would have it stand for like Financial Partnership of Sales and Acquisitions.
And that's why you are an Apple?
Of acquisitions.
Acquisitions.
Like sales and acquisitions. You know, I just be like selling and acquiring stuff. I don't know. You know, just every business is a sales and acquisition. You know what I mean?
So you're just going to ruin our whole name like that?
Well, but I'd be laughing my ass off as a, in private behind your back. Behind their backs.
Like everyone, what are you going to do in this FPSA business?
I'm just going to buy stuff and sell stuff.
Kind of like eBay. Just,
okay, sure. We could do it on eBay. Want to do it on eBay?
No, we're not going to.
I was thinking, like, let's say I did like win the lottery tomorrow. I would make up this fake business where I just basically bought and sold exotic cars, which is what everyone does anyways, right? You buy a car and then you sell it. But that'd be a business.
Okay.
I thought put a lot of thought into this. You ever think about winning the lottery, Joey? Obviously not.
I'm realistic. I don't buy.
I'm realistic. Tickets. I'm being realistic.
I'm okay.
I'm thinking about it. Good odds, you never know. Right? If it hits the fan, like they say, you have no umbrella. Can we swear on this thing? Is there like laws against swearing?
There's no laws.
We're in our world. Guessing. So what I meant to say is, if the shit hits the fan and you're caught without an umbrella.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who said that one?
My training coach from football, Coach Bolt, Boltar, if you will. Yeah.
Only always five people will know that.
Yeah. If you guys five are listening, you'll remember that yelling that shit in the gym. It's pretty funny. Oh, man. So, yeah, welcome to our podcast. This will be the first one.
That is a long intro.
Long intro. We just wasted 2 minutes of your life.
Like Frankenstein.
Basically. All right.
So Samrad has a joke, and he wants to tell it to you.
It's not really a joke. So what just happened was that I have running emails where I keep like notes, right? I email myself.
Where you email yourself.
Yeah, Joe was just totally amazed. And one of these running emails that I have was one of... I see a lot of stand-up comedy at the Comedy Store, you know?
Right.
You know, the one
you live right down the street from
like
one.
A couple, yeah, less than a walk away. But like, so I wanted to go up and do amateur night, you know? So I kept the running email of like jokes that I had. I just kept adding to it and adding to it. And you ever have like those photos of you in the 80s where you're wearing like hypercolor pants and Reebok pumps and it's kind of awkward? This is kind of what that is to me right now, because I'm looking at this. It was done back in September. It was when I added the last jokes to it. It started back in like the summer.
So right now you're reading off of
a
paper?
No, I'm not in the paper yet. I'm about to.
Okay.
So I got the paper here in front of me and I'm about to just start reading some stuff off. This is pretty... So let's see. My whole routine was actually really, really PG at first.
Okay.
And this is a bit, it starts off with, you know, something about everyone drinking tonight, you know, obviously everyone's drinking, they're going to reply to that. And then it kind of goes into the fact that I'm...
Why don't you just tell the joke instead of giving us the paraphrase of the joke?
Well, because you guys, does a comedian go up there and read jokes? Like,
comedian doesn't say, I have this one joke about blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Good point. Okay. So everyone's drinking tonight. I see that. That's good. Good. And, you know... I actually love pissing in public. That's what I do a lot. And I'm what you call a malicious public urinator. I just love pissing under the orange glow of streetlights, you know, just the way it reflects, you know. My favorite thing to do, however, is to find a nice pair of 20-inch chrome rims and take a piss on them. Have you ever seen the way urine looks coming down on 20-inch chrome rims?
I unfortunately have not.
It's a beautiful thing. It's like watching a really sparkly fountain. And when you're drunk, it's beautiful. It's awesome. And
brings a tear to your eye.
It's a beautiful thing. It's fun. And when you're drunk, it looks really cool too. And so don't disturb me while I'm pissing.
Oh, I'll remember that.
Because, yeah, I'm really into it when I do. So,
this is what's called dead air.
This is dead air. You know, when you write, okay, you guys don't, the way genius is not always easy to understand, okay? Now, when I'm writing these comedic jokes, they're not easy to reread. They're just like little pieces and
they're
bits.
Just little rantings to yourself.
For instance, I have arrow to the word fart game, an arrow to strategic farting, to arrow to Eddie Murphy. See, I don't know. See, I
you wrote these notes for yourself, and which, you're supposed to remember them.
I've had very
but
little.
You apparently don't. Yeah. So now you're trying to figure it out.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to decipher the code.
That you wrote yourself.
That I wrote myself. Okay. So what? here we go. The fart game. Everyone plays the fart game, right?
Yes.
I love the fart game. Eddie taught me the fart game. The fart game. Eddie Murphy, actually. Everyone does it, you know, and yes. Everyone laughs at farts. It's a pretty funny thing. I take it very seriously, the game, actually. I think of myself as a, not quite amateur, not quite novice, but more like a, I'd say, skilled, advanced, all Madden, if you will.
Pretty high. Oh, wow.
I'd say I'm all Madden sometimes. I'm all Madden fart game player.
Thanks for putting it in my perspective.
That's what, you know, just gotta let that, for all the players out there. what I like to do is... you know, people kind of like come and forget about this game for a while. You know, it gets all kind of chill. And I'll be walking down the street with people be behind me. I'll drop my keys by accident.
Yeah.
Go pick them up and I'll just let one rip on your face.
I've actually been a victim to this game.
You many times. You know, maybe I'll ask you like, you know, say like, you know, get my wallet off the ground and you'll do it. And it can be right in your eye. Now, oh, it's like an ongoing game basically, right? It's like Slug Bug, you know? The game just goes on forever. You know, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like, it's very contagious too, the way the slug bug is. You know, like
yes,
you're in the car and all of a sudden someone points out a bug and you start slugging and you keep going all day, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's the same kind of deal. Like once one begins, it just keeps going forever. And the rest of these jokes don't sound too funny right now.
It was funny when you wrote them, though.
Okay, well, here comes to the... Want to see the end, the grand finale, if you will? Here's the grand finale, okay?
All right, please.
I noticed comedians have this formula for when they do comedy. They always set up a couple jokes, and then the finale hits all their jokes.
You got to end with a big bang.
So here's the big bang, okay? So I was on a double date one time with my buddy Rudy, right?
Yes.
And we were with these two girls, pretty good-looking girls, and Rudy just got a new sports car. If you know this Audi, right?
Yes,
it's
great.
It's got new rims.
I've ridden.
So, you know, he's showing off his rims. He's like, oh, check them out. They're my, like, 100-spoke... super rim.
Spoke?
I don't know, right? Something like that. And then, so,
I don't think there's spokes on a car tire.
That's just the terminology. You don't know about the rims, those, dude.
Well, I immediately thought of a bicycle tire.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's on a car.
Okay.
And then we got he basically showing off the rims to these girls. One of the girls bends over to take a look at the rims. He's like, check it out, you know. She bends over, and I say to myself, I say out loud, I'm like. Oh, yeah.
Right now he's reading own notes.
So she reads over. I let one, a nice fart in her eye, right? It's right in her face. And there was a huge look of shock on her face. I mean, it was hilarious. And I look at my buddy Rudy on the other hand, who's laughing himself, is laughing his ass off. And then he's thinking to himself, you know, this is what Rudy's thinking. He's thinking, great, now I got to play the fart game all night long. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I can't wait to piss on those rims. I know I'm not the handsomest, and the car to the drive ain't the fanciest, but if I took a couple inches off the waistline, would it be enough for you to want to be mine? All right, so what? Tell these people how they can get into contact with us. Yeah, if you want to contact us, you can always log on to my website, fpsa.blogspot.com, drop a comment on the page, or you can send an email over to fpsaceo@hotmail.com. Also, some roll call. We have to give props out to joeyhernandez.info.
Yes, it is.
And you can drop comments on either of those sites. So that's where you can get the link for this podcast, too.
Comments. Love it. Hate it. Either way, we want to hear it.
Grandma likes it. I want to know about that.
You just want to see pictures.
I would like to see pictures of your grandma.
Gilfs.
That's not gilfs. Oh, no. Shucks, hustle for a buck in the 9 to 5. Clef stated all I'm trying to do
is stay alive. My pride breaks and I hate it when you leave me. All right, so here's a part of the podcast where Samad shows you some fresh beats. Take it away.
So yeah, recently I've been getting back into this album I got a while ago called Mushroom Jazz. It's actually a collection of five volumes behind it, all mixed by DJ Mark Farina from San Francisco. Respect for the day. And this first track is actually a remixed version of a DJ Newmark and Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5 track. It's done by the Sound Providers, who are a local San Diego production crew, and I highly recommend checking out their stuff. It's available for free on downloads.com. Go to the music section and check out the Sound Providers. So this first track is that Charlie Tuna remixed version. Here it is.
cold my wet. Similar to Paul or his dumb bar. From the crew you thought was just all chorus and one star. Now I'm one sense of a click that runs shit. My commercial counterparts are in constant conflict. I'm living today.
So, our buddy Eric, the Marine, he has this phrase to call someone out, basically, when they're being a little bit of the pussy side.
Okay, so what's it out?
It's called having sand in your clit.
Like, how does he say it?
Like,
I say I was just, did a pussy thing, like, I cried.
And he would say, quit having fucking sand in your clit, fucker. Like, and then you would cry probably more. But, yeah, that's, so basically...
That's gas on the fire.
That's yeah, it is, definitely. But sand and clit, I'm pretty sure you haven't felt it before.
I wouldn't know it.
I guess it's supposed to be really painful, and it's like the fact that you have one.
Oh, yeah. We call someone a vag.
That's another term, too.
A sandy
that's
vag.
Like, that's like an offshoot of the sand and the clit. Sandy vag, that's pretty cool.
Sandy vag, I like that thing.
Isn't that a city?
Sandy vag. No, that's just in German, how you say San Diego.
Which stands for whale's vagina.
Yeah, that's what I thought, San Diego.
It all comes together.
Sandy Vaj. Get down. You could always bust into a governor in First Nation at any moment.
He was Austrian.
Austrian, whatever.
He's not German.
Well, depends on who you ask.
Oh, yeah?
Some people think he's Nazi. This comedian last night did. Thought he was Nazi. It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, so you went to the comedy store.
Comedy store was hilarious. Guys, I gotta drop a line, a word about this guy, Skippy Simon.
Skippy Simon?
Skippy Simon, first of all.
That name alone.
But this guy is completely white trash. He came up with a Budweiser t-shirt, pot belly, huge belly, beard, and a Misfits hat. This guy was gangster, though, because on stage, he not only made fun of every single race out there, but he ended the show. He did whippets on stage, okay?
Okay. I've heard of this before.
Yeah.
Explain to me what a whippet is.
A whippet is a nitrous oxide container, okay?
Okay.
A little container, and you actually use a cracker to... It's a street slang I'm using right now.
Gotcha.
And you...
Because you are from the street.
From the streets. The clean streets of PQ.
Yeah.
So you actually crack open this container, this nitrous oxide into a balloon, and then you inhale it, and I guess you get like about a 15-20 second like super rush, like... Head rush, like, you know, trip out for a minute and come back 20 seconds, and it kills a lot of brain cells. Anyway, this guy was like, you know, for my final act, I'm going to do impersonations, but I do them differently than other people. I do them on whippets, because when you do helium, it actually makes your voice higher, but whippets make your voice incredibly lower, like incredibly lower. So he goes on stage, he's like, my first impersonation that I'm going to do is my favorite scene from Silence of the Lambs. So he gets up, and like, everyone's thinking, what, this is not going to be funny. Like, really? So he gets a whippet, fills up the balloon, takes it in, and you can see him start to get a head rush, and his voice is low. He goes,
he puts the lotion in the basket.
So funny, dude. And he starts laughing, and he's like stumbling because he's high, you know, like and he grabs onto a bench while he's like, he comes back to reality, and then does another one and does some other
so he grabs another
container. Yeah,
container.
Yeah. And these things are, you know, you can freeze your hand. I mean, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah.
And but he's pro. This guy knew what he was doing.
And he did it all on stage.
All on stage.
And this is at the comedy store.
At the comedy store. And I've never seen anybody. He actually had a someone in the crowd light him up a cigarette and hand it to him. I've never seen anyone smoke in the comedy store. And he did his impersonation of his the worst firework he ever had. They hit the lights. The lights got down. He did a whip it and blew it out into the cigarette, causing some sparks to fly out.
Huh.
And that was his impersonation of the worst firecracker he ever had. I gotta drop one of his jokes. Okay, this was a hilarious joke. All
right.
He says. So I had a ex-girlfriend who was half Mexican and half Asian. She's pretty good looking, but the best part about her is that she made some great refried rice. It was pretty good. That's the kind of humor. But actually, it was a lot more raw. I'm being very PG.
Yeah.
This guy was basically talking about how he loves fat women. because they're easy, because fat chicks are easy. Right. And I had my comedy routine, by the way, began with this PG, and one night I was drinking with my buddy Greg, and we actually came up with a very, very raw comedy routine that involved fat people, because there's always one fat person in the crowd, guaranteed hit.
Yeah.
And everyone laughs. Fat people laugh because they're jolly. So they'll be laughing at this. And so basically he's like, I love fat chicks because they're easy. You know, all you thin, skinny girls, you want some shiny, sparkly shit. You know, he's like, fat girls, $6.99 buffet and you're good to go. He's like, that's all I got to do for you. He's like, I even got a CD full of ice cream truck music and that I play, that I drive down the street and play about 5 miles per hour with the windows down. And chicks come running. And, you know, not only will I pick them up, but if they got $5, I give them a good humor bar, too. No problem. And, you know, just talking about how they're easy, dude. Yeah. And so my routine actually evolved around my jealousy for fat people, how jealous I am of them. Because they get it so easy. Like, I have to work hard to not be fat. Whereas they just said, fuck it, you know, I'm just going to do it. And they, you know, it's like, screw you guys and your fucking high self-esteem. You know, come on. And your fucking confidence. Because,
Let it out.
You know what I mean?
Let it out.
Screw you guys. Fucking my insecurity is what put me in the gym, dude. That's what they should call it. It's called the insecure house.
They're secure with what they have.
Yeah, so
they know they can't do anything about it. And so
screw you, but I say that in jealousy and envy for fat people.
So any fat people out there who have
any fat chicks, drop me a MySpace site. That'd be definitely great. My MySpace is myspace.com/FPSA CEO.
CEO.
Just go ahead and post picture. I'll throw up your photo, and especially if you have roles, I would love to put you on my. That turns me on.
No fatitude though.
No fatitude.
You know what fatitude is, right?
I'm gonna let you. I don't know.
It's that, you know. It's like you see a fat chick, and she's just holding herself really high, and she's above everyone.
Oh yeah, like,
and she's like,
I'm big,
like,
and
I'm better than you. I'm better than you. Look at me. I got roles. And that's fatitude. It's called fatitude. It's different than attitude. It's better. It's like, it's, I don't know. Only fat people have that.
I'm big and beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And they want to show it off.
Yeah.
Flaunt it.
Oh, someone just get a muumuu and get it over with.
Get a muumuu. Exactly. Poncho.
You know, what's it called when you got fat rolling over your jeans? What do they call that something? Dunlop? Oh, yeah, it's called Dunlop disease because your belly Dunlop over your belt.
All right, so we probably offended a lot of people. Send us an email.
Definitely.
To fpsaceo@hotmail.com.
Let me know how mad you really are.
Show them
and how hot you really are. Because I'm in it for the game. I don't know about you, Joe. Joe likes to laugh. I like to.
I just want to try this thing out.
Fat chicks are easy.
I did not say that.
Guys are.
All right, so have you ever, like, when you're watching TV and then a commercial comes on for like a movie, mm-hmm. you got the announcer. So if it's like a scary movie, you got that scary announcer, and if it's a funny movie,
from the makers of Amityville.
Exactly. Though I've always wanted to do that as a job.
Think you could do it?
I think so. Like, in just the fact, just the way that guy talks will set the mood for the whole movie. It could be a comedy, it could be anything. But I've noticed, like, for example, Jackie Chan movies. Right. They all start in a world where. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
In a world. In a world.
And then blah, blah, blah. One man. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
His name is Jackie Chan. And then crazy kung fu fighting songs.
Yeah.
And then it shows him kicking ass. And then there's someone goes, I'm going to kick your... And then kaboom. Explosion.
There's always something like
the
that.
The formula. It's all formula.
It's true.
Just watch next time he has a movie.
Yeah.
You'll see it. And you'll go, oh my God. They're all the same. And they are all the same. I just made Rob cry.
All his movies are the same. It's, you know, watching Jackie Chan films is like watching a porno. It's just different variations of getting to the fight scene. Different, just basically just get to the fight scene.
Right, okay. Dialogue isn't needed.
It's just
his dialogue is sucky.
What is it? Oh, come on, he can't even speak English.
He cannot.
He just, you know,
I think he was better when they dubbed his voice with some random white guy.
That was hilarious.
I thought really that was his voice when I first saw one of his movies.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this guy can really speak English.
Can I tell you how shocked I was when I found out that Arnold Schwarzenegger had an accent? I was watching Conan as a kid with my grandpa forever. I mean, and I was just devastated. I was like shocked. Like, who is this guy? What is he? Is that French accent? Like, what is it? I didn't know. I was curious. It was Austrian. So I know what you mean about that. It throws you off.
Yeah. And then there's also, I don't think I could do radio, but I can probably do one of those lead-ins. You know radio lead-ins, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like the beginning of a song comes.
You're watching QI, something like that. Right?
No. Actually, when the announcer starts saying, okay, say music starts right now, and then they go, it's another great night in San Diego, California. I'm your man on the mic. This is Joey. Score tickets for John Mayer at the Cox Arena. Coming right up.
Oh, yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know. It's not live. I don't think it's live.
Really? Because they are on.
No way.
Is there a countdown, like a timer?
I think what they do it during commercial or they do it during songs, because I don't think they just sit around when they play a song or commercial.
Well, anyways, can we hear this? Some of these voices? I mean,
well, I really need a song to play.
Well, how about this? Let's ask me where the bathroom is in the radio announcer voice, in the Jackie Chan commercial voice. Go ahead, ask for directions to the bathroom.
I would like to know where the bathroom is. No?
Well,
no.
You didn't begin with one man, did you?
Huh?
You didn't begin with the one man line. One in a world.
Oh.
Can you
I see
again?
What you're trying to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, let's just get this for reals.
Okay.
Like, okay, you're announcing a movie,
right?
But a man looking for a bathroom. And then Jackie Chan's in it.
It's Jackie Chan looking for a bathroom?
Jackie Chan's looking for a bathroom.
All right, we'll see what I can do. Okay. In a world where one man... See, I can't even do it. That's Jackie Chan wouldn't go to a bathroom.
Oh,
he doesn't go to bathrooms. He's trying to stop people. You know, see,
I know what you mean.
It's not following the formula.
Jackie Chan doesn't go to the bathroom.
See, it didn't go smooth.
Yeah, and I also hear his tears are made of rubbing alcohol.
Huh?
Yeah, his tears are rubbing alcohol. And
are you mistaking him for Chuck Norris?
Oh, Chuck Norris too.
That's Chuck Norris.
Oh,
you cannot make that mistake ever again. Chuck Norris, they bottled his urine and they called it Red Bull.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Weren't you curious about that?
That's how they make Red Bull.
Yeah.
And it's Chuck Norris
why
urine.
Why is it under ingredients Red Bull you see www.chucknorris.com? That's it. And then you get to that page and there's a link to chucknorrisurine.jpg, which is a Red Bull can.
And you click that link. And a fist comes out of your monitor and punches you in the face.
It's happened. So make sure you're not wearing glasses when you watch Chuck Norris.
They call it the Roundhouse.
The Roundhouse is fucking a killer.
Not to be mistaken with the Nickelodeon show.
Don't ever cite Nickelodeon on this podcast. Get out of my house. Get out of your house. For mercy, I don't throw you a rope. Looking for help from
God, you'll say he couldn't be found. Searching up to the sky, looking beneath the ground. All right, so you want to talk about the next track?
So yeah, the next track we got coming up is actually the original version of the track from Charlie Tuna and DJ Newmark. If you guys know Newmark, goes way back, like old school hip hop, back in the Run DMC days. And yeah, this original track, probably one of the better hip hop tracks that have come out of Charlie Tuna's like side projects and independent stuff from Jurassic 5. So here it is.
All right, cool.
I'm your host, the friendly neighborhood baritone. Vocals channel the spirits of old poets. I don't drink a glass, never will hold a wet. Similar to Paul Lawrence Dunbar. From the crew you thought was just all chorus and one star. Now, I'm 1/6 of a clique that brunched
While commercial counterparts are in constant conflict, I'm a lot of details. On my body be scales. I'm from Ida B. Wells. Middle seat, feeling good time since like 11 with the window peak. Militant mind like Michael Evans. Every posse recline and watch me get applause. Pouring reservoirs on your desert shores. You're witnessing mental and verbal fitness, friend. Tuna fish are descended from Lake Michigan.
Hey, wait a minute. Yes.
What?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Tuna. Competition, listen.
You got work to do.
Go for it, Juno.
Charlie Tuna. Bringing it straight to you.
Come
on,
Juno.
Go for it,
Juno.
You can't pass it by.
When I say that I'm much more than just some backpack crap, intelligent rap act or militant black cat. Killing venom is platinum plaque max. But if I ever spit irrelevant facts, it that's that. Ain't how you play the game, it's how the game plays you. Way true, cadence is wild style like phase two. Touring without rest and bless. My skull's laced with titanium plates that pass metal detection. Yes, instant vintage, deep in the trenches. Every sentence can leave speakers defenseless. Peeking through fences and speaking bleak up in Memphis. Oh, wait, peeking your interest with heat seeking intentions.
Hey, wait a minute.
What, man?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Turner.
Come on, girl, today.
Competition, listen.
You got work to do.
Go for it, Juno.
Charlie Turner.
Hey, Juno.
Bringing it straight to you.
Come
on, girl, today.
Go for it, Juno.
You can't pass it by.
From the city where they buried Al Capone and house music was born. Robert Kelly performed and heavy styles were shown. I made Hydra and settled miles from home. Coast to coast, LA from Chicago. With the apostles spitting this gritty gospel. The ghetto diplomat, apocalyptic rap. I'm gifted, come to grips with that fact.
Hey, wait a minute.
You're learning while the turntable turning. People should know me more than for just the verbal hermit.
Hermit.
Monster.
Yes.
What?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Tuna.
Competition,
listen.
You got work to do.
Go for it, Juno.
Charlie to LA. Hey,
Juno.
Bringing it straight to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. 2 2 2 1 2.
All right, you ready?
Okay, hold on. Let's 1 2. Check.
Hello.
Check,
hello.
Check 1 2.
All right, let's test it out. Let me turn it up.
Testing it out.
Test it out.
Working it out.
Test it out.
Testing it out.
Test it out.
Working it out.
Work it.